All right, hi guys. It's the pre-show 27-4. We're just waiting for Frank the Salt Guy to come in, and then we'll get the show on the road. Thanks everyone for joining. I'm going to open up the phone lines now. I see the usual three in the audio stream. Thanks for joining, guys. I think I see John the Beggar, someone in Colorado who I don't know who that is. And we also have someone else in the United States, and I don't know who that is. Let's see where Frank is now. Let's see. Where are the other people? How can I tell? People. Frank, hello.
Ni hao.
I just changed the interface here on Restream, so I'm trying to get used to it here.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to like it. I don't know if I like change.
I hate change. I'm that guy.
I like change as long as it makes sense, so I'm just trying to figure this out here.
And what is the latest change that's made sense for you?
My kitchen.
Did it?
Well, we're not done. Just now we wait for the countertop. So Mrs. Fakeologist refuses to load it up until the counters are in. So it's still all over the floor.
Okay.
Because she can do that. What else is going on here? I have to move this tab into a new window. There's something not working in Restream, but I'll just have to deal with it. I put in a help request, but they're busy, I guess. So they'll probably come back on as soon as I start the show. I replace screen sharing with what? Window. Okay, just about to start the show. And let me put the show title here.
Now, I'm very, what would you call it? The topic I did want to cover today, I just haven't had the time to prepare.
That's fine. We'll wing it. We'll take some phone calls.
Excellent.
We'll do an hour, and then it'll be over, just
and
like
then
that.
The fat lady will sing.
Yes, you posted your recording session.
How good
Discord.
Was it, right?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, me too. It was always on my mind.
Yeah, that was good.
Maybe yeah, that was my open mic session.
Yes. And you opened that mic wide open.
I was really impressed with the recording. Apparently, my player only had one channel going as well, so it didn't even have the full sound. So I reckon it would have been great if I'd had the full sound.
I think it was just fine. Just fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start up. It looks like all systems are go for now. And let's just see.
All systems are go, Virgil.
Let's see if I can remember how to do this. I'll minimize this and maximize that. And where is that moment?
FAB, Virgil.
Okay, the screen isn't sharing right now. Why is that? Oh, I turned it off? No. Replace screen sharing. Why isn't the screen showing? Oh, I see. It's still not showing. Interesting. Figure that out. That's maximized. I do not know why it's not showing. I want to show the screen real quick.
support this stream.
Yeah, I just I see the screen here, but it's not showing. I see it.
I can see Tune Into Fakeologist Show Live. It's on.
You can see that, huh? Because my screen.
So let me tell you what I see. Tune Into the Fakeologist Show Live. Weeknights at 8 p.m. EST, FAK 905, Frank the Salt Guy, June 27,
24. Okay. It's not showing on my end. I can see it on the left, but I can't see it in the main screen. So that's why I'm puzzled. I can see it.
But how can you see it if it's not showing in the screen?
I can see it on the little. I have a little thumbnail on the left. I see it, but I want to see the whole thing. Can you see all these changes I'm making on the screen?
Let me have a look. Huh. All I can see now is, yes, I can see you're making changes, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got the main screen back again.
Yeah.
And you've got two little black squares showing that we're talking, but no images of us or anything.
Yeah. Now, is the whole screen full up now?
The whole screen is full up with Tune Into the Fakeologist Show.
Okay, because I can't see it, so maybe there's some problem here.
Do you want me to take a screenshot and show it and send it to you?
No, it's okay. It's all right. I was just hoping I could see it, but something's different. But I'll just carry on like nothing's wrong.
It's all you can do, isn't it?
Yeah. So we'll start this up. And we'll start the music. And I think you can you hear the music?
Perfectly, thank you.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. It is June 27th, 2024. And this is the Fakeologist Show. And we're here with Frank the Salt Guy, who hails from the Corporation of Geelong and the Corporation of Victoria and the Corporation of Australia. And Frank, how are you? We missed last week because I was off.
I'm well, Tim, but you are very correct about your emphasis on the corporations. That is our modern world.
We live in a corporate world, yes. Free trade zone. The whole world's a free trade zone. The mediators that ran the free trade zones, now the whole world is their oyster, their free trade zone.
Yeah.
And
no holding back.
And how's everyone tonight? If you go to shortfake.com/chat, that is our chat. And anyone in the audio can go there. Of course, you guys that are on the YouTubes and the D-Lives and the Odysseys, you can also go there. And also, we're on FakeoTube, FakeoTube.com. That's our video streaming platform that's user-supported. All your donations, the few that came in the last little while, they are all there to support FakeoTube, which does cost a bit of money. We've been doing it for a few years. And actually, the subscription rate to FakeoTube, it went right up to around 300 regular subscribers, and it just plateaued, and it's been plateaued for years. Makes me wonder if, there's no freedom of reach with this platform. But I know Frank goes there most days, but
pretty much every day. Really.
I'm just curious if it's outlived its usefulness. I'm always looking to make changes and make improvements, and if no one's using it, well. I like it as a repository for my stuff, but I'm not going to use it forever if no one's watching. But anyway.
Ooh, that's an ominous threat. We're all relying on it, Tim. You can't take it away from us.
Well, I start lots of things and I end lots of things. I don't have a problem stopping something that's not successful. And if it's not going to work in the long run, then why bother? You can try something.
I'll have to make sure I download everything because there's a program to download it all, but it has had an infarction.
Well, even I have I have backed up the website, but I would like the videos individual, like on my super duper NAS server, but I have to manually download them individually. But I do have the entire site. If it goes down, I could restore it easily, I hope. Of course, I should probably do a drill. I should do a simulation and a drill to see if it works, because drills do work, and everyone should be drilling on the regular, which I guess is drills going live is how they scare the hell out of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have nothing really exciting going on. It is summer here, so Canada doesn't really have much of a summer. So we do try and enjoy it. So I'm not really playing on the internet the way I could be, but it's the opposite
and
for you.
And nor have I. It's the end of the tax year for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of the way your behavior gets bent to satisfy the world of taxation.
Yeah.
Is how I'm living my life at the moment. Very interesting. It's interesting how profit is decided at the touch of a pen as opposed to actual profit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all an illusion. And, of course, you don't want to make too much money when you have to pay taxes, and it's the opposite if you didn't. So, yeah, so there's that. There's just, you know, it costs a lot to be in commerce, be in trade, be in business.
Yeah.
And how's...
It's the time, isn't it? It just takes up. Being in the world really just takes up your, you know, if you'd had your druthers, you'd just rather not do it.
Yes, you probably would. Now, we'll take phone calls tonight because we really don't have an agenda tonight. We can look at the blog. We can look at FakoTube. What have I done lately? Well, I did a Zundelcast with John Robinson on, what day was it? It says here 2 days ago. So that got me looking at some Zundel historical stuff. So I do find that interesting. Oh, yeah, that's because somebody sent me on Twitter a fairly viral, I hate to use the word, a fairly popular Twitter post that was highlighting Zundel and what he was all about. So I did watch the movie that I guess John Robinson put together way back in the day with his VHS video system, which, you know, you can't really do much with that, but it was okay. And it was the whole history of the Holocaust trials here in Canada. And so I watched that, and I would recommend that because it to me, the star of the show was his lawyer. He got a really good lawyer named Douglas Christie, who I thought was pretty interesting. And his researcher, her name escapes me right now. It's something Lubko. It's like maybe Polish. I'm not sure. But she did a lot of the work behind the scenes to prepare for the case. And I guess Doug liked her work so much, he married her. So there's that. And
which is illegal now, isn't it? Anything like that is...
oh, yeah. I don't know the story. I'll have to wait till next time John Robinson's on to get the story. But really, it was the movie that really highlighted Douglas Christie, who I'll put on the screen here. Hopefully it'll work. And I guess you're not seeing that. You're not seeing that screen, are you?
I'm seeing Tune Into the Fakeologist Show live.
Yes, it's almost static, which is really annoying. I want to figure out how to go back to, let me try sharing, stop screen sharing. Let's try this screen sharing. I'm on the new experience for Restream, and it ain't work. Oh, okay, now I can see that. Okay, can you see that?
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not being very specific. Of course you can see that.
What I can see is a man with a hairstyle that looks like it's a wig because it curls up around his ears. Clean shaven.
Yeah, that's Douglas Christie. He's the lawyer. And something that came out of some of the trial, some of the strangest things came out. And that's the Freemason oath transcends the biblical oath that the witnesses swear in to get it, to testify in court. And I thought that was pretty interesting that that didn't bother the judge. And I've sort of said this all along, that if the people that rule over us are in a secret society that they're more loyal to, then what chance do we have of them really serving the public interest?
Yeah. I think also, as Dave J notes, you know, it's possible that the trial was a hoax anyway. You know, I mean, I know that you're a super fan of Ernst Zundel, but
yeah,
I think it's reasonable to keep alive the idea that the reason it's all Masonic is because it may have just been another O.J. Simpson trial. I don't really know, but
yeah, I'll allow that reasoning. Yeah, I don't see. Yeah it seems hard to believe, but because I am talking to John, he seems pretty damn. He was in it.
Yeah.
So he would be in for the long con if that's true.
Well, he may have been. We don't know that Ernst Zundel told all of his people everything. You know, I've got no reason to doubt John's veracity, but you know, not all of the people there are in on the what's going on, are they?
And yes, because I'm a fakeologist, I can't and will not be offended by any of the speculation, because it is, it's certainly possible. It seems unlikely, but the whole case is unlikely that it even happened. And
exactly.
They did say that. It is ridiculous on its face.
And another example, well, I mean, there's the Alex Jones trial, but there's also this recent thing about some swimmer that's apparently got $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
For you know, metal scarcity or some crazy nonsense. How could you get $50 million for?
I don't know that. What's that about? I don't
have. Oh, I'll have to Google it.
Well, let me play this clip anyway.
Sure.
And I was absolutely stunned when I saw.
Oh yeah, I forgot that Restream. I might have to dump Restream, because I figured out what's happening. When Restream is in the same browser, because it takes all the resources and the video won't play.
Right.
So what I can do, what I have to do is I have to take this link, put it in another browser that I cannot share with you. Well, I guess I could share it with you.
So I have found this thing. It is on Facebook. It says... this is only obliquely related to the thing, but again, an example of a trial. It says, swimmer Riley Gaines has won her lawsuit against the NCAA. The $50 million settlement awarded to Gaines for what she said was an unfair distribution of medals marked a significant victory not only for the athlete, but also for those who criticized they consider excessive behavior of alertness in sports. I mean, I can't make head nor tail of that paragraph.
I can't either. That's something to do in the U.S., swimming?
It must be.
Okay, let's get to something that makes sense. Now this should play.
A policeman, a staff sergeant, right?
I'm sorry, the audio's a little low. So.
Place the Freemasonic oath higher than a general oath sworn on the Bible. And that a judge in the Canadian court would allow this. I mean, even I thought they would find ways around it, but this blatant display of the supremacy of Freemasonry in a court of law, that illustrates more.
Well, maybe my system is.
Than anything, what I said in my pamphlet, you know, that they are bloody powerful, you know?
And I knew what was in all the Masonic, most of the Masonic oaths, and some of the. From the books you've provided. So I'd read out part and I'd ask, is that part of it? And he'd say, I refuse to answer, and the judge would allow that, he already did. Then I'd say, well, if it wasn't part of that, you'd tell me, wouldn't you? Because then you see, catch it. So then he'd hum and haw and he'd say, I can't tell you that, because if I did, I'd be giving the game away. All right, it looks to me like the Mason doesn't really have much credibility. Every time it came to an issue of something to do with Masons throughout the world, I don't know. I didn't know anything, but Ontario was okay. Everything in Ontario was all right. But he couldn't tell you just what they do, but he said, we don't do anything illegal. Well, what do you say in your rituals? I won't tell you. But I'll tell you that it's all lawful. And, of course, you know, I said, is there any bloodthirsty oath? So there's no blood in the lodge, he says. Totally calculated and very clever evasion.
Yeah.
His other tactic was clarify the question routine. I don't understand.
All right, so I think you get the drift of that. So I just wanted to play that for y'all. And, so that was Doug Christie. That was a big trial. And he lost on that charge of knowingly spreading false news. But the movie quickly at the end says a couple years later he won the appeal. A couple years later he won on the appeal.
Right.
And that was the end of that. And then they retried him under the Human Rights Tribunal, which is not a court, as far as I know. And he was convicted of whatever the charge was under the Human Rights Tribunal, which is not a court. It is a tribunal. So basically they ran him out of Canada, but they just they really drained him of his resources just fighting this stuff. So there you go. And you sent me a link.
Oh, that was just on that Riley Gaines nonsense. You know, the whole thing. I guess I've really got into the, you know, the public trials, the Julian Assange being released and all of these things.
What's your take on that?
Well, again, it's just all
theater?
Another bit of nonsense, isn't it? It's all theater.
Right, and he's completely. Australian or something. He was he was released in Australia. Is that right?
He's going to come to Australia and be. But again, what is an Australian? Do countries exist? You've got to be very careful how you label yourself and what role you're playing, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with living man. I think. You know, right? Because they're trying to make people to be Australian citizens here, for example.
Yeah.
Well, citizenship doesn't exist. You're one of the people of the Commonwealth. And, you know, the government has changed its name to the Australian government. It's actually the Commonwealth.
And thanks to Established 1983, best show on the internet. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we do try. But thank you very much for the sentiment. That's cool. I really appreciate that. That's at the FacoTube chat. And call in anyone if you want to derail us, because we're not really...
The things that I've been... I've just been doing the Bible to as much as I can lately when I get a chance. I've mentioned several times that there appears to be a strong move by people to suggest that we are in what's called the time of the return of Satan, and that Jesus Christ still rules the world, but he has taken a step back to give Satan the chance to deceive the nations once more. I just want to alert people to some of those ideas if they're curious, because it is going to, my prediction is that topic is going to be the flat earth for the next few years.
Are you following the whole flat earth topic?
I've completely dropped off the flat earth thing now. I've just accepted that as, you know, the way I think.
Because I think flat earth and hot potatoes resurfaced, and Jaronism is busy planning a trip to Antarctica.
He's definitely going to flip.
Yeah, why is everyone so convinced of that narrative? I'm not really involved in that, but what is your take?
Well, mostly because he accepts it. Well, he says he's thinking about flatness, but he rejects the Bible as being a thing. And really, I'm really just going on the feelings that I'm getting from the things he's saying. There is this idea that you can establish the shape of the Earth by making an astronomical observation, to me, is flawed. So why he would agree to go and work out if there's a 24-hour sun, when there is a patent already for a machine which can simulate the sun, there's already...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the rules went by which they observe this sun are all a bit strange. So it all just seems a bit weird. I mean, why can't we just see a picture of the 24-hour sun in summer from the Antarctic now? We've got all these people with their stations there. There should be millions of them broadcasting every day.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's just my take on that. As I said, for me personally, I essentially have zero doubt simply because I make my living from the Earth being flat and unmoving.
Okay.
There's a question from Pete Tripper. Curious as Frank has heard of Kangen water and or what he thinks about highly filtered home filtration systems versus how they affect the water we drink. It's from a company out of Japan. So the net that I can offer you, Pete Tripper, is that I've heard of Kangen water. I don't know what it
Hold
does.
Hold time, 16 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
What I personally do is that I've just installed a rainwater tank, and I also use a system called the Grander Water System, which is said to structure the water. My bugbear is about fluoride, and I don't know of any filtration system that can remove fluoride from water. If the Kangen system can do that, then obviously it's a fantastic.
So there's no filter that removes fluoride, because I have a 5 filter system, including ultraviolet, set up. Is that not?
Yeah, no, to my knowledge, it's not possible to remove fluoride from water using a filter.
What
system.
About a Charbonne filter?
Again, to my knowledge, it's not possible. But if you're right, I'd be appreciate.
What's a Charbonne?
It's a charcoal filter. It's hard as a bone. Zero Water has it. They have some ones for the big Berkey system too.
Okay.
And as far as you know, it removes fluoride, does it?
Yes, it removes fluoride. Nothing, I don't think, removes 100% of it. But they
no,
do
but if
advertise...
it gets it down to a lot by a lot, that's a great outcome.
Oh yes, it's a tremendous benefit to get rid of that crap, because it's been poisoning me since I was a little kid.
Yeah. All right, that's John the Beggar now, on the line, by the way. How are you doing, John?
Now Jacques says good. A reverse osmosis filter takes up fluoride. Sorry, I should apologize when I talk about that. Those systems, which are similar to, it's essentially a distillation system. The water you end up with is basically devoid of anything at all, which is why I choose to use rainwater.
A fractional distiller?
Yeah, well, so there's reverse osmosis is not a fractional distillation. It's a
It's separating the oxygen and the hydrogen and then putting them back together cleaned.
I think it's mainly particulate. And by the way, I have one. That's part of my system.
Yeah. The fluoride ion is quite small.
I know the water sure tastes better after you put it through that Charbonne filter.
Yeah.
Well, that could be true. I as I said, I'm a fan of rainwater, and I've been very happy with that.
Something I was wanting to talk about was I've noticed on some of these other channels of these new alternative, like Candace Owens and these other ones, they seem to be broaching the subject of World War II a little bit and of 9/11. Has any of you noticed that?
No, but Candace Owens talked about 9/11. I know that.
I think they're getting ready to start admitting some things for the simple reason that so much knowledge is building up in people, and basically everyone's dead from the Holy War, which is World War II, and people like myself now call it the Holy Baloney War. I don't believe anything of the official story. I agree millions of people died. It was a terrible thing, and but the official account of everything is just nonsense. And I think people are starting to see through it.
Okay.
For the simple reason that no one's alive that will challenge them. And I did know people that lived through it and did not have a positive view of it. Told me guys from Anzio who had been there, the battle on the coast of Italy where we supposedly waited for the British allies, where the Germans surrounded us and shelled the hell out of the American people down there. But other things, too, in the war, I don't think add up. And people are now starting to question Pearl Harbor and every other of these, you know, holy things, these holy events that they're just bullshit, basically. And I think you're going to start seeing cracks because they have to do this. They can control the flood, but the river is breaking loose from the dam.
Okay. And I like that.
I think that's a very real problem that they have. And the longer the way, you can now talk about World War II because basically everyone's dead from it. And you can start, going after the holy cows. And, like I said, I always call it the Holy War because it was considered just sacrosanct. It was the foundation of Western economics and a good middle-class lifestyle in the Rust Belt. But it's all gone, and more and more people are saying bullshit.
Yeah, interesting.
And I think, like I said, Candace Owens and some other people, they're starting to broach subjects a little bit. And Miles Mathis, although he's not going to be quoted, he's done some wonderful work on different events in World War II. And I mean, he talks about how they just sent the Marines in to be slaughtered. And I know they did die in droves because I had a friend, he's gone now. He was in the Navy and he got in real good with one of his commanders because the commander one day said, "Hey, want to go fishing with me?" And he said, "Sure." And they would go out and fish. And so when the assignments were put out there, you had the Marines going in, there was the shelling, but then he got the cushy job, basically. He'd go out in a boat and pull in bodies and take them back to the ship. And he said they were just dead in the droves, Marines had washed out onto the beach. So I know people did die there for sure.
Yeah.
LeBron may claim they didn't, but I have no doubt they did. I just have no doubt about that. And I knew people that were in the Battle of the Bulge. One guy got shot in the throat when he stood up because the planes went overhead, and he said, "Give them hell, boys." And he got shot right in the throat.
Wow.
And darn near died, but did get back home. And other people that I know that were in the Battle of the Bulge got frostbite on their toes and their hands, and they told me there were bodies everywhere of Americans and Germans and other troops that were with us in that. And I have no doubt about that, but they're just going, like you say, right now that they're putting on a fake war because there's more money in it. And you don't have to worry about screaming mothers, brothers, sisters, and stuff like that yelling at you that, you know, why is my child dead? Because the child isn't dead. But two, you also had the problem in everywhere from the Spanish-American War of the late 1800s, you had the Filipinos took prisoners, and many of them did not get back till years after the war had ended. And it was a prelude to what was going to happen in World War II. There appears to have been some people that were kept by the Bolsheviks ultimately in World War I, called the Polar Bear Unit from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And then you had at least 50,000, if not closer to 100,000 Americans kept at the end of World War II by the Soviet Union. And there are periodically stories of these men. And I remember at one time after the Soviet Union broke up, some people were allowed to go into the Soviet Union, and they found some Russian guys who knew how to sing Happy Birthday and claimed there had been an American guy in the camps, and he had been a soldier in the Korean War. And I have no doubt that these stories are true. And I have no doubt that they kept people. This idea of giving all the prisoners back is something brand new. And people, I think, can approach these subjects and talk about them more openly today. And I find there's a younger generation that doesn't even know these things. And they're kind of eager to listen, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Candace Owen, I think, is controlled opposition. And
I do, too. I think just about all of them are controlled or influenced to one degree or another. And some of them may just know what their parameters are and just keep to that. And the intelligence agencies may drop a little extra money in their account. You never know what's going on. But, they're controlled, but they're starting to talk about it, which means that the dam in the river is beginning to break, and they're going to try to control the flood.
Okay.
They're not going to try to stop it.
Hey, Frank, sorry, I think you dropped out and came back, and I didn't reactivate you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you dropped out. That's what happened. And I heard someone come into the room. I didn't know you came back because this different layout was mixing me up. So,
well, that's all I had to say. That's all I had to say, guys. I just
John, what makes you so confident that you know lots of people died and bodies? When you say you know that it happened, what's the thing that makes you so confident?
I met people who were there. And they told me about seeing the bodies, and like the guy who pulled them in into the boat, the lifeboat type things. They would go out and just pull the Marines in off that had died in waves. And I just have no doubt. I found Joe to be a very sincere man, a very good friend of mine. I'm sad that he died, but he was a world of information. And then I met three guys, I believe it was total, who had fought at Anzio. And man, were those guys pissed. They were just mad because they had said people were telling them the Germans are setting up there. Let's go take them out. We outnumber them. And they were told, no, we have to wait for the British. And there was a slaughter. They said there were bodies everywhere of Americans. They knew people.
The reason I ask is because my The guy who was in the factory next door to me, his son was in one of the military forces. When I suggested that, I don't think anyone actually got hurt at in the 9/11 towers, he got really cranky about it, even though he had no first-hand knowledge at all. But he was quite happy to start being part of the story about how he knew this person and such a person was certain it was true, and
very defensive.
The reaction you described, the anger and so on. I guess I get the when people react in a kind of angry way as opposed to I guess you can think that, but I'm not sure.
Well, these men had actually been there and were veterans of Anzio. And I'd read stories about Anzio and read official reports and have read books that people criticized the U.S. government in what they did. And I have no doubt that what these men were telling me was true.
Okay.
Well, that's a testimony. I can't argue one way or the other. So
And thank you for calling in again, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Thank you for letting me talk, guys. Good night.
Good night. That's John from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway, which is part of, or Lake Ontario is part of that, the St. Lawrence Seaway. And what else we got, Frank? We go to the blog for a little bit. I'm kind of gassed.
Yeah, so what I would like to do is Napoleon Wilson seems to be getting angrier. And I'm not sure what he's angry about even anymore.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, Napoleon, that you will what I'd like to do is work out a way to have an interview with you and give you the opportunity to put it all out there and walk through. And so if you're happy to send me an email, frank@fakeologist.com.
Yes.
And we'll organise how to do a show. It's just you and I'll. We can even work out the questions together before the show and give you the opportunity to walk right through what it is that you want to discuss. I'm happy to just ask entirely Dorothy Dixer questions, of course, if you like. But, you know, from my point of view, I think your contributions are fantastic, Denny. So if you're listening and are willing to pop on, I guess I'm concerned.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, he was creating the same old post over and over again, so we had to put an end to that because it was getting a little tiring, to say the least. You want to hear a Dave J message? I'm sure this is Dave J.
Yeah, I've got Dave. Dave and I, whenever I'm on the show, Dave contacts me through the Discord.
John the Beggar is possessed by a liar. He is doing nothing but telling you stories.
Okay, well, I knew that was coming, so okay. Thank you, Dave J.
Yeah. And, you know, equally, I'm going to keep an open mind about this. I mean, I don't have evidence one way or the other that there is death, no death. I understand Dave J's point of view and his arguments, and I think he argues them very soundly quite often. But at the same time, I haven't myself come to a view, but I'm open to the idea that there is fakery.
Yes, I agree. And I, on the blog, fakeologist.blog, I posted a couple of recent papers from Miles Mathis, who talks about the phony staged war in Gaza, which I can read from.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I get a nice error message when I bring it up in Yandex. All these browsers are so eager to tell me that the connection is not secure. What does that mean?
I don't know. I get it all the time now. And the whole idea is that we do want to be heard anyway. So if people are listening on the audio, that's great, isn't it?
We will, let me just read a bit here. So Miles Mathis has written many posts on this, and he's definitely one of my favorite truthers. I think he even talked about me in a disdainful way a couple of years
ago.
What? Oh, yeah. I'm actually referred to. He just calls me some kind of asset or something, but okay. Asset to who? Mrs. Fakeologist, maybe, but that's about it. And I think he shows this, what is probably a rubber baby, or sorry, a rubber woman with the leg bent back the wrong way over here. I think it's bent the wrong way without blood or anything. And I posted that in the Fakeologist forums, actually, that picture. If you go to...
I guess the strangest thing about that is if they're going to make these rubber mannequins, why haven't they got a steel frame inside them that prevents that kind of crazy...
Yeah, maybe distortion. They would be too heavy. And actually, that person I think could be Shani Luke. So coincidentally, Miles talked about it here. And it's the same person. So I guess this person is being promoted this week. I don't know. I'm not following the story. I hate to tell you. It's too boring for me. I don't know. Are you following it at all, Frank?
No. I'm confessing to having been tied up in karaoke and or tax and a baller failure.
Now, let me just find it. Where did I lose? I lost the tab now that I was trying to talk about. Here it is right here. I have already proved this whole thing has been staged from the ground up. There was no attack on a peace party and no taking of supermodel hostages. No rapes or murders, but we already knew that before this happened since there is no Hamas. It is just a vaudeville act staged by Israeli military like Hezbollah, ISIS, PLO, and every other pseudo-Arab organization in that part of the world. They are all CIA or Mossad fronts. This was all staged to spend your tax dollars and further enrich the military contractors. And I thought this was an interesting point. This is why I want to read it into the record, as this show is the record. Today we got more proof.
Are you saying we're a court of record, eh?
Well, I'm a court of record, yeah.
Fantastic.
Today we got more proof of that, and this is from June 21st, 2024, which was only 6 days ago, as it was reported that Israeli arms exports set a record high for the third year in a row, rising sharply since 2018. Israel sold $13.1 billion in arms in 2023, double what it sold 5 years ago. 70% of these weapons came from the U.S. But wait, then why are we sending more weapons to Israel? If Israel is in a big war, it needs its weapons. So shouldn't it quit selling and use the ones it already has? No, as we see here, Israel is selling more and more weapons each year, apparently as our proxy, which indicates it isn't using them. So what are they using to create all the destruction we see? CGI. It is all fake with computer graphics like everything else now. It is just another Hollywood movie staged to drive the worldwide war economy.
I personally think, I read that article.
Oh, good.
I think it's difficult to refute his point.
I concur.
It's the same sort of logic I use about atomic power. You know, the Fukushima incident, they apparently shut down every single atomic power station in Japan, and not a single light went out in Japan.
Yes, interesting.
You know, you just have to go with what's been, you know, what the facts are, don't you? I mean, if they're selling their weapons, they're obviously not using them.
And then he goes on to say, even amazingly, even the sites reporting Israel arms sales, such as Middle East Eye and Natural News, are failing to draw the obvious conclusions I am here. They aren't telling you it means the war is fake. I guess they hope you will see it without having to circle it for you and hang it with lights. So he's calling out Natural News again, which is Mike Adams, which Uncle Odd is affiliated with. So that's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. In related news, Trump is again showing his true Hebrew colors by accusing anyone questioning the war as anti-Semitic. Instead, he says Israel needs to immediately finish the job. That is his solution to ending the war, having Israel win it outright in any fashion necessary, I suppose, up to and including taking all of Palestine. Well, there you go. So nobody.
And presumably the red calf has got to be tied into all these stories somehow. We'll see. No one has got the vaguest idea what the sacrifice of the red calf really means, but
that sort of has disappeared, hasn't it? That was in the media for a while. It's gone.
Oh, no, it'll be back.
Oh, okay. You know,
the third temple and the calf and the...
Well, didn't that one red calf have one white hair or something and they couldn't do it?
Yeah, of course. It was always perfect and then it wasn't. Just before the vinegar stroke, of course, they can't do it.
And that's like the doomsday clock being 1 minute to midnight.
Yeah, now we'll wind it back.
Yeah, it'll go back a minute.
Sorry, it's a heifer, isn't it? It's a heifer.
The red heifer. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get your religious bollocks sorted out, at least use the right words. The heifer, yeah. That was just, it is such a pantomime. It's so funny. Really, very strange. One topic that's come up in the chat is about drugs. And I have to say, the thing that occurred in New Zealand has already made it effectively banned smoking for future generations.
Yeah.
Now the United Kingdom has done the same. While at the same time, practically every single hard drug and hallucinogen has been
promoted.
You know, well, practically legalized. You know, oh look, we We're not changing the drug laws, but we don't want people that go to these concerts to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just have to bow to the reality. If we don't make the whatever the latest drug is, you know, testing available for its purity, then we're just going to cause harm at all these rave concerts. I didn't even know you could actually get to a rave concert anymore, because I thought the whole industry had been shut down by the shutdown, like it has at the pubs.
Well, wasn't that was October 7th in Israel. They were having I don't know if it was a rave concert, but it was so it was, they're going in Israel as of last year, so.
they set them on specifically to, so well, they could be attacked.
Well, yeah, so it they are going on.
And let's get an attacked rave party.
Exactly.
With all the models that got killed.
That's right. So, yeah. I think the world's back to party, the way the party status before. And here is Miles Mathis. He published this last year on October 7th, 2023, basically saying the whole thing was totally fake. This is quite a much larger little party here. Or little PDF, rather. Sorry, not party. But here you go. I guess
that's it, yeah.
That's the same girl there.
Yeah, a strictly observant Hasidic Jew, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here are all the girls. They're probably all just made on that
website.
They
do, you know, they do look like the pictures from the 9/11. What's it called? What's the thing that
the Vixen Report? Lloyd did?
The Vixen Report. It's got the same look, hasn't it?
Yeah, the same. Sort of, they're trying to make it look random. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but yeah, it's some black and white. But I think they're all just from that AI website. What's it called? This person is not real.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'd agree with you.
What was that website called? I think I highlighted it a few times.
No, I don't remember, but I do remember you highlighting it.
This person is not real, something like that. This is not a real person.com, that's what it is. Maybe that's not it. Okay, that's a pay site. But anyway, I think we know what we're talking about. That's sort of some of the original AI that we saw a few years back.
Just becoming commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have much else to say tonight. I don't have a lot of energy tonight. It's the end of the week. And I can just tell people that we do have an active Discord. And there is an audio chat going on right now, actually, at shortfake.com/Discord. Or if you just want to listen, go to shortfake.com/stream2. You're listening right now to shortfake.com/stream1. We have two audio streams, and these audio streams, you can listen to them on your phone, like a radio station. And I believe I've set something up to tell you how to do that somewhere on my website. But if you go to fake11.com, maybe it's called Podcast Addict. Let me see if that's a good one. I can't remember. No, that's not it. But anyway, you can definitely set up Podcast Addict, which is the number one Android player. And there's a setting for adding a radio station. And we are a quote-unquote radio station, an internet radio station. We're always streaming a current audio or a live audio. So you can go there. I only mention these things because I take it for granted that people know about it, but I think I have to keep repeating it. Otherwise, the new people or even people that don't pay close attention may have missed that idea.
Yeah.
But we do have a full spectrum dominance website. We have the blog. We have the videos, the audio chats.
Well, it's interesting that we've had nothing to talk about, but we've been talking for an hour.
Yeah, well, Well, we can always talk, Frank. You and I, we talk on the audio.
I know, but
test.
It's still. I mean, I didn't think. For me personally, the conversation has been interesting. I'm not, having Derek call in talking about these topics. I just find it very relaxing, if anything.
Yeah. Well, there hasn't been a ton of news. I know tonight is debate night, and I know that that's what the entire media is focused on right now.
Well, there has to be a lot of people, so it can be a mass debate. You know that.
There really isn't that much exciting going on, even in the U.S., as the inflation rages and people are slowly becoming disillusioned and impoverished and losing their assets.
That is a key thing. You know, I don't know how people are coping with in Australia with the electricity bills, for example. They're huge.
Yeah, I guess what they want. They want all us to do that too. Switch to electricity and have extremely large bills. Here's our friend Diana. Let's let her have the last
Hold
word.
Hold time, 11 seconds.
Diana, hi.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Diana. Thank you for all the emails. Much appreciated.
Yes. Hi, Frank. I enjoyed listening to your singing. It's very good.
Oh, thank you.
You heard
it
that
was a
off,
lot of fun to do,
off the
to
Discord?
Well, no, I couldn't find it on the Discord. I was looking for the link, and I just sent Frank an email and asked if he would send me, what was it? You sent me like a recording, right?
Wasn't it on the Discord, Frank?
It was on the Discord, but I don't think Diana, I haven't seen Diana on the Discord much. Do you go on the Discord, Diana?
No, I feel like I just finally learned how to, go in on the audio thing. I don't think I ever go on the Discord, and no, I don't.
Yeah. That's
looking
my way of going out into the world, Diana. When I feel like I've had too much know your rights and too much fakeologist, I just go out and.
Well, send me the link and I'll put it up on tonight's show notes if you want. I don't see it in the Discord either, so maybe it moved around or something happened.
Yeah, I'll email it to you, Tim.
I see you're talking about breast cancer a lot in the Discord as well. Frank?
I just put that. So what happened there is, again, it's another example of there seems to be there was a scare thing that came up. Thomas Jay and I talked about it. It came up in Know Your Rights where they were saying that the incidence of breast cancer had gone to 388,000 up from 20,000 normally. But when I did the analysis, when I do the fact checking, the numbers are right, but it's a mixture of deaths and cases. So it doesn't appear, there is an increase in breast cancer amongst American women, but it's nothing like, it's the same sort of percentage as the increase in the death rate. It's kind of 10%-ish, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But they this particular, the thing that I posted which started me doing that was a claim that the number of cases had gone up, well, practically 20-fold from 20,000 to 300,000-something, which was just turned out not to be true. And I wonder why that kind of fear stuff is appearing. And I think it's, we've talked about it before, there's a nocebo effect going on as well.
I did find the link to you singing in the Discord because you post a lot of stuff in the Discord. That's why I had to scroll back a little farther. And if you want to talk to Frank, it's frank@fakeologist.com. Diana, you got anything else before we close down?
No, maybe in the show notes you can put your neighbors. Remember you mentioned to me your neighbor has a God podcast, but I couldn't find where you were saying.
It's called on Right On Radio. Right On Radio.
Okay.
And he is a bit of a godcaster for sure. And it's on Rumble and it's on Podbeam. I think it'll come up if you type in Right On Radio.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's all over the place. Yeah, just type Right On Radio. He's on. Yeah. He's got his stuff all over the place. I guess he's very proficient. Yeah. Let me know if you like him. It's not. I'm not really a Godcast fan, but he's a good guy. I know him personally, and he does do current events as well. He mixes it. He mixes it up to keep it interesting. So for sure. Right
yeah,
on.
I'll
put a link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And I wanted to give a shout out to Napoleon because a while back, Frank, when we were talking about Enoch, he made a comment and he said something to us about that he speaks Enochian, some type of
That's right, yeah.
So I just wanted to say I did see his post. And so, yeah, I guess he's a fellow Enochian.
Yeah, he's very prolific, but he was a little too prolific for the blog and the forum, so we just gave him a timeout because it was a little bit like comet flooding, but we might have him back. We'll see.
Yeah, and I liked your idea about Dave J having his own show. I heard when you mentioned that, I laughed so hard. That's super funny.
Yeah, you just call in and he'll tear a strip off you. I bet you.
I'm not afraid of him. I'll do it because I'm not intimidated by his Bible knowledge. I might actually challenge him.
I think you would.
Well, I can tell you that Dave is listening intently. He is he's typing away to me on Discord. And I think that would be a radio interview well worth listening to, Diana. You and Dave J together.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't ripped me apart. I wonder why he's being so respectful. I thank you, Dave.
Well, no,
Diane, he just hasn't caught up to you yet. Come on.
I don't agree. I am sure that he would be. I am actually sure it would be a very interesting discussion, Diana. Particularly, you know, where Dave J and I don't think I've had any traction with Dave is on the idea that we're in the time of the Satan's release.
Mm-hmm.
I think, in fact, Dave's saying Diane cheers. Yeah, so there you go. So I think you've got an interview there in the making.
Well, so, I think it should be a call in for everyone. We all should have our chance with Dave.
Well, the problem of getting too many people in.
To the ring.
No, one at a time. We do one at a time.
Yeah, the problem of having too many people is it can just tend into a bun fight where, you know, I think if people have got a particular topic they want to discuss and, you know, an approach, I think it's much more enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
sure,
right.
Sure, have
you're
a few
right.
people chipping in, but yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Yeah, it might be fun.
Yeah, well, we'll ask Dave. I'm sure we can do it maybe once in a blue moon, maybe once a month. We could line up some people.
Yeah, Brian could set up a Discord spot for you in a little room. And
yeah, we could do that too. Oh, you mean in the Discord? Yeah, we could
do
that.
Well, you know, it might be, you know, and if provided Diane and Dave agree on their agenda,
mm-hmm.
I think that's... And work the way through it, I think.
Well, Diana was probably most interested in just her general show where she called in. She doesn't want to be the feature act.
Oh, you can always do that, Diane. You know that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to have to brush up on my Bible knowledge before I meet with Dave, though. I mean, I feel pretty good about it, but I definitely have to do some studying.
Well, don't forget the Catholic Bible is different to the KJV.
That's true. I've read both, but I have the Catholic Bible. It has more books in it, so I might actually have more knowledge on the subject.
Maybe. Well, we don't know.
Now,
yeah, we don't know.
On Sunday, I'm going to try and get Alfred Schaefer back on. We could not connect, and I can't really reach him very easily. I don't know where he is or why we had such difficulty, so we're gonna potentially have him on Sunday again. We'll do another try on that. I didn't run the show Sunday because really, if without him, I wasn't really prepared to have anything really to say, so we just canceled last Sunday's show. And also this guy here on the bottom of the screen named Sean Ross with an H. He's a very interesting character.
isn't he?
Oh, he's really interesting. And
Mr. Octagon.
Mr. Octagon. I remember listening to him a couple of years ago, and I really didn't understand. He was on YouTube, and then he claims he was kicked off. Well, everyone's kicked off YouTube, and he had lots of secrets, and then the Swiss are after him, and he's homeless. So he is really hard to get a hold of, and he's really hard to nail down. But he said he'd come on, but he won't schedule it, and I have to call him.
Yeah,
and he won't use Discord, and he won't use Restream, and he doesn't. He just quite a few requirements and requests. So I have to phone him. I don't have his number, of course, somewhere in France to talk to him. So I don't know. He was on the Roseanne show a couple of years ago. I didn't even know Roseanne had a podcast, but it was okay. But he has a lot of different ideas. He relates everything to Pharaoh. He says these bloodlines go to Pharaoh. He keeps referring to Pharaoh.
I don't think that's an that odd. There's quite a few people I think that think that way.
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
I would have thought even who's our favorite Swedish guy? His name escapes me. Jan Erik, I think, essentially has that view. If I'm misquoting you, Jan Erik,
I think you're right. So that's why I thought it'd be cool to have him on, because there are very few people that talk in this vein.
Yeah.
And this guy can carry a conversation quite well. Obviously, he can dominate. He's very interesting. And he really thinks.
And obviously, a shout out to Rick for putting us on to this.
Yeah, that was Rick. Yeah.
He did that because he's a fan of Mr. Watt's ex-wife or widow,
that's right.
I should say.
Yes, yeah. Melissa. Yeah, that's right. That was Rick that gave us that good information. So it's pretty damn interesting because it all stems from many of our audio chats where Golden Skidmark just repeats what so many others on the internet have repeated, and I've kind of disputed over the last 10 or 12 years. That it's the Jews. It's not. It can't be. They were the mediators. Now, and even this guy or somebody called in and asked, okay, when did the Jews actually take over? Because they were the mediators. They were those that ran the banks for the lords and the dukes and the kings. So when did they?
They were called the Court Juden.
The Court Juden, right? Mm-hmm. So when did the rich people just suddenly transfer their money to the Court Juden? What year was that? Or when did it happen? And I agree with that. So, and so does Sean. That's what he talks about. And he really nails Switzerland, who he says are after him. And he says that's where all the money is. That's where all the power is. I mean, it does kind of make sense. A lot of sense.
Yeah. The only thing is we've got to work out what money is. It's not much point having money, is it? It must be about assets and control, surely. Anyway.
Well, CERN probably has all the gold. I'm convinced that they bore a hole in that mountain just to store everything because he can't get in there. And it would be
That's a good idea, a good possibility, isn't it?
Well, they must have huge vaults in Switzerland. Maybe not CERN, but if that's where all the money is and that's where all the knowledge is and... Maybe Pharaoh's hiding in the mountains there.
My guess is that the Harry Potter film that shows Gringotts Bank is what it does look like under Switzerland.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Thanks for calling in, Diana. Lovely to talk to you again.
Yeah, nice to talk to you guys. Good night.
Great. Bye. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for John the Beggar calling in. And thanks, as always, for Frank showing up every week. Frank, I was going to probably have a lighter... Maybe take a week off here and there in the summer. Because I get a lot of movies that Lynn gives me, and there's no way I can watch any of them if I do a show. So
I've obviously done all the salt stuff I can do. I mean, really, you know, if you just want to cut it down to once a month, that's fine.
Well, I just might take the whole week off again. Then that goes for all my regular guests, just because it's... Fewer people listen in the summer for obvious reasons because they're outdoors and they're doing stuff and it's the holidays here, summer holidays starting next week. And just fewer people are interested in their computers and audio and video. So it is a reasonable request. So We'll just stay on call. I mean, we're always talking somewhere, somehow, and we have email to communicate. So I just wanted to give you a warning, a heads up, as it were.
No problem to me at all, Tim, as you know.
And you're a very good man. So thank you so much, Frank. And, of course, remember, as always, that we are value for value. You pay whatever this show is worth to you, not what someone else tells you it is. I don't have a paywall. I still don't like the idea of a paywall. And I want to sponsor one other guy who has a paywall. And I'm kind of hesitant because I don't really want an extra step to download his content. So I really don't like the concept. And I think value for value is the best one. Everything's wide open. Everything's out there. And you pay whenever or however you want. And we do have a P.O. box now that the only reason I didn't have it a year ago, or I dropped it, because it cost me, and unless 35 times $12 in to pay for it, it's kind of a waste of time. But some of you guys want to send cash or send me a check made out to cash, not the Fakeologist, because Fakeologist does not have a bank account. So you can go to fakeologist.com/donate and chip in. All right, Frank, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next time. See you on the audio chat on the weekend.
All right. Bye, Tim.
Bye-bye. And thanks, everyone, for joining in, and we will see you on the audio chat. shortfake.com/discord. Meet you over there Saturday and Sunday. We'll be there. Have a good night.